Are you looking for that certain special someone? Someone to share life's big decisions with?
I am. I just don't know where to look.
Don't worry. At Experian.co.uk, we've helped thousands of people find happiness by introducing them to their data self.
I'm in love already.
Find out how your data self could help you make better financial decisions. Meet yours at Experian.co.uk today.
Thursday, June 28, 2018, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from Denver, Colorado. We are right here in the Mile High City. You know, if you are tired of the same old sports talk where you have the arguments and you have the callers, people yelling into their phones and being told, you got to turn your radio down, all of that sort of nonsense, you're going to like it a little more here. You know, we try to look at the world of sports without the weird emotion. We try to just look at things with a dose of common sense. We're not going to take any of it too seriously because a lot of it is actually kind of funny. So we prefer to just laugh at most of it. We are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Thursday to you. We are making our way through another week. You might not realize this, but today, June 28th, is the birthday of former Denver Broncos quarterback John Elway. John turns 58 this year, so happy birthday to John Elway. Now, me personally, being here in Denver, I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with John Elway. I absolutely loved him as a player. Phenomenal player. I think, in a way, a little bit of an underrated player. Because when we think of those teams that he was kind of dragging, kicking, and screaming to those Super Bowls back in the 80s, we kind of forget how little help he really had. And then you kind of look at it and go, well, yeah, he won the two late, but I mean, whatever. You forget how great of an athlete John Elway was. You forget how fast he was, how much of a gun he had. Because when we think of John Elway at this stage, we kind of think of him, you know, back in the late 90s when he won the Super Bowls. That was a shadow of what he had been in the past. He was a very, very good athlete. So I loved him as a player. But then on the other hand, I have hated some of his NFL draft decisions. Now, I am hoping that John Elway is getting older, is getting wiser, and that those awful picks he has made in the NFL draft are now behind us. Don't get me upset again, John. I can't take it anymore. I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to keep level-headed. I'm going to stay calm. I'm not going to think about Brock Osweiler and Paxton Lynch. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to move ahead. We are moving ahead here on The Dose. We are also moving ahead, just wishing John Elway a happy birthday.
This one's for John.
Hey, if you'd like to contact the show, let us know your favorite John Elway memory. We would love to hear from you. You can email us, dailydosports@gmail.com, or you can find us over on Twitter or over on Facebook. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. Maybe you've got a suggestion. Maybe you have some feedback. Maybe you need some advice, or maybe you just want to sing the praises of John Elway. We would love to hear from you. You know, we've got a lot to get to today. There are a couple of stories coming out that we do want to cover. And I want to discuss the NFL just a little bit today. I want to look at a few players. They kind of need to turn their careers around very, very quickly. Or else, yeah, they could get a certain label placed on them. Plus, as we do on most Thursdays, we do have just a few sports media overreactions of the week. Because it seems like every single week we are being told things. And on Thursdays, we like to take a closer look at those things and see if they make any sense whatsoever. Spoiler alert, they rarely do, but we will get to those here a little bit later. A couple things coming out in the world of breaking news. First off, in the World Cup, we did get a bit of an upset. World Cup defending champion Germany was actually knocked out of the tournament after just a crazy day in Group F yesterday. They go out on a 2-0 loss against South Korea. You know, the German team had to come up with a win in that game to avoid being sent home. But late in the game, it was tied 0-0. And then South Korea scored on a corner kick. Germany actually pulled their goaltender, hoping to provide some extra scoring. And maybe they could pull off the comeback. We saw them do it against Sweden over the past weekend. But South Korea made them pay for pulling their goaltender. Here is a clip from Fox Sports.
To shoot at, it's going to be a long run. Whether off that ball or Sun Heung-min can get there, Germany are out of the World Cup.
Now we know Germany has won the World Cup 4 times. They were the defending champions. Remember, they beat Brazil back in 2014. They haven't gone out in a World Cup this early since 1938. But this has not been a good tournament for Germany. Mexico beat them in a very, very close game. They had to have the comeback against Sweden over the weekend just to get one win. And then we saw them go down to South Korea yesterday in the final game of pool play. Look, I realize there are a lot of people, there are a lot of, especially Americans, not into the World Cup. But I'm telling you, this has been a highly entertaining tournament so far. And now it's actually going to get significantly better because the pool play is finishing up. Now we're getting to elimination games. It's going to get even more fun. And we saw a little bit of that yesterday as Germany takes an early exit in the World Cup. Little bit of news over in the NBA as Commissioner Adam Silver has received a 5-year contract extension. They are saying that is a reward for accomplishments that include rapid growth in the value of franchises and in the attendance reports around the league because the game is just growing under Adam Silver. Now, I have to think, and I'm just throwing this out there, that they probably also gave Adam Silver a 5-year extension just for stepping back, getting out of the way, and just kind of letting the players do, you know, whatever it is that they want to do. We've seen Adam Silver do that. Is he going to step in and do anything about the horrible officiating? Of course not. Is he going to do anything about the players complaining about the officiating? Nope, he's not going to do that. Is he going to do anything about the enforcement of actual rules? Or can guys just run up and down the court without even dribbling? Yeah, that's not really his area of expertise. What he prefers to do is just show up once a year on draft night and get a lot of applause. That's kind of what Adam Silver does. And for that, he's going to get an extension on his contract. Now, where are we on the whole LeBron James watch today? Let's see. Let's take a look at where we are on the LeBron James watch because we're all just kind of sitting around waiting to see where is LeBron James going to go. Now, here is the latest and greatest. LeBron James seems to be hesitant to be the first superstar to decide on where he is going. He kind of wants to know if other big name players would be first to commit to a team, and then maybe he would say, oh, and also I'm on board there too. It sounds like LeBron is waiting to see will anyone else join the Los Angeles Lakers. And as a result, there is a little bit of pressure on the Lakers front office to get a trade done with the San Antonio Spurs to go get Kawhi Leonard. And they say that LeBron is kind of waiting. Are the Lakers going to go get Kawhi Leonard? Are they going to go get Paul George? If they are, then maybe I could be swayed. If not, then I might have to just kind of sit here and wait. But, you know, that's kind of strange to me. It's a little weird to me that LeBron James wants to see who else is going to go to the party before he says if he's going to go to the party. I mean, if I'm the big dog, I show up at the party, and if you don't come to the party, then you're kind of a loser. You're lost. I'm not going to sit around texting other people, hey, are you going to go to the party? Because I'm not going to go if you're not going to go to the party. Oh, you're not going to go? Oh, then I don't know if I'm going to go. Like, that's a little bit weird for the biggest, baddest dude in the NBA, isn't it? I don't know if I understand this whole thing. If I'm LeBron James, I say, hey, here's the pros, here's the cons, here's where I'm going. I'm not going to sit around and wait. Are other people going to join me? I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. And you know, the funny thing that kind of stands out to me about this, again, and I know it's a different era. I swear, I'm not trying to be the get off my lawn guy, but oh my goodness, I can't see Michael or Larry or Magic or Kareem or Bill Russell like waiting around. Well, who's going to go to that team? Are they going to, they're not going to go? Then I don't want to go. If they're not going to go, then I don't want to go. It's just very, very strange to me. I'm the big dog. I do what I want to do. I lead the pack. But again, maybe that's just me. Hey, we did have one final bit of news coming out in Major League Baseball that I do want to touch on. And it's a little bit of a weird story. So kind of hold on for dear life on this one. Because apparently a dead body was found in a walk-in freezer on Tuesday at SunTrust Park, the home of the Atlanta Braves.
What?
Yeah. Cobb County Police confirmed the man was a third-party contractor whose body was discovered by another member of the same company. This is still an active investigation, so I am unable to speculate whether or not foul play is a factor. That's what Officer Sarah O'Hara said. That is per the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, I'm not going to make any jokes at the expense of whoever it is that passed in this freezer. But can I just ask one question about this? Where exactly is the health department for the food vendors at Atlanta Braves games? I mean, I have heard of restaurants getting shut down because they hadn't cleaned out the grease trap or whatever. I don't know. I never worked in the restaurant business. I would think that if the health inspector shows up at your, say, burger restaurant, and you've got, I don't know, a corpse in the freezer, the fact that you're all wearing your hairnets probably isn't enough to keep you open, is it? I would think they're going to shut you down. Somehow, the Atlanta Braves, they were still serving food, they were still having games. In fact, they didn't even postpone or cancel the game last night. They still went on with it. You don't get shut down for anything? I'll say this. I'm not a big baseball guy, but I will go on record saying this. I am not ordering a beer or a corn dog at an Atlanta Braves game anytime soon.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I know. It's kind of gross, but it's just a little bit weird to me. That was just kind of discovered. They just happened upon a body in the freezer. Isn't that where they keep the food? Isn't that why you have a freezer? I don't know. It's a little bit disturbing to me. Kind of a scary story coming out in Major League Baseball. Hey, coming back, we have all heard the news that the NFL is looking to suspend Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback Jameis Winston for a few games at the start of the NFL season. But there are a few other young NFL players. They are facing some problems of their own, too.
Question number 91 for the Army.
Ah, so you can't do a pull-up. Welcome to the club, mate. I can do squats for days, but just couldn't crack a pull-up. But no one's a full package when they arrive, so you all muck in. Your mates take you out for some extra training. Got my first pull-up in a week. They're absolute legends.
The Army is recruiting now. To have your questions answered and find where you belong, search Army Jobs.
Okay, so you know, we discussed the situation earlier this week with Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback Jameis Winston and the allegations that he had groped an Uber driver and that the NFL is looking to suspend him for possibly 3 games. Now, I have now heard that it's not a set 3 games. It could be 3 to 5 games. We don't exactly know. They would be giving him that suspension under their personal conduct policy, and we kind of know that when it comes to that personal conduct policy, the NFL can sort of do whatever they want. Now, one thing to think about with Jameis Winston, if it were 3 games, those first 3 games by Tampa would be at New Orleans, home against Philadelphia, and home against Pittsburgh. It would be really, really easy to see Tampa starting their season 0-3, wouldn't it? And if that happens, like, you have to think Tampa fans, Tampa management, Tampa teammates are looking at Jameis and going, well, yeah, you totally cost us this season. Thanks. So I don't know what's going to happen with Jameis Winston. We have to see if the Bucs are going to make a move with him, because there is, like we talked about, some risk there to keep him on the roster. There is a chance that maybe they should maybe cut him. We also don't know how he's going to respond when he comes back. I don't know where his head's going to be, but I do know this. I do know that Jameis Winston is falling dreadfully short of the expectations that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had for him. In his 3-year career, Jameis Winston is 18-27 as a starter. He has 75 turnovers if you count his fumbles. For a guy that was selected with the top overall pick of the 2015 NFL draft, yet Jameis Winston is getting dangerously close to being labeled a bust already. And that was just in 2015. He's only been in the league, 3 years? Now, if we look back over the past few seasons, there are other guys out there taken very, very high in the NFL draft, and we could already call them busts. I mean, we already know the names. Guys like Justin Gilbert, bust, taken, top 10, already out of the league. Dee Milliner, taken top 10, already out of the league. Trent Richardson, Justin Blackmon, they were taken in the past, 5 or 6 years. They're already gone. Their careers are already done. So we know who those busts are. We can name a few of them. But here's the question that I have today on the Daily Dose. Who are the players that aren't quite there yet but are getting dangerously close to being labeled with that dreaded B word? We have a few players out there. Some of them, they're right there. Some of them we still have to kind of wait and see on. I've got 5 players here that are getting really, really close to being called a bust. First player up, you know, when the Chicago Bears selected West Virginia wide receiver Kevin White with the 7th overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft, they were hoping they had found that explosive deep threat. They were hoping they had a wide receiver to play opposite Alshon Jeffrey, because White had been a burner in college. He caught 10 touchdowns in his last season at West Virginia. That was going to give quarterback Jay Cutler another weapon and shore up that Bears passing game. Needless to say, that's not how this has turned out, because Kevin White has been plagued again and again and again by injuries. At first, it was just thought to be a minor injury to his shin. Later, we found out it turned into a stress fracture, and they have even had to have surgery and put a metal rod into his tibia. He has also then fractured the fibula, and last season, he fractured his shoulder blade. It might not be Kevin White's fault, but he just can't stay healthy. And as a result, yeah, I think we can probably go ahead and call Kevin White a bust. He's right there anyways. The Bears have already declined his fifth-year option. Now we've got to see, can he ever play football again? But when Kevin White was coming out, being taken seventh in the draft, everybody thought he was going to be a star. Yeah, that didn't happen. Our next potential bust is a guy that has also battled some injuries, and we know that can always be a part of this process. We know that. Sometimes it's not fair. You just can't stay healthy. But it isn't just the injuries that have kept this guy from being a breakthrough player. This is another player that was taken in that same 2015 NFL draft. But this time, it was the Jacksonville Jaguars who selected Florida defensive end Dante Fowler with the third overall pick. Because at the time, Jacksonville had a defense that was ranked 26th out of 32 teams. Now, they were saying that Dante Fowler was a high motor playmaker kind of guy. He could step in, he could anchor the edge of their defensive line right away. Well, the Jaguars have gotten better significantly on defense, but I'm not sure how much that has to do with Fowler. First, he blew his ACL in his rookie season and missed the entire year. Then he finally got on the field. He looked pretty good. He recorded 32 tackles. He had 4 sacks. Not bad. He was going to be fine. But last season, he still couldn't even crack the starting lineup. He had 8 sacks. Not a bad year. But the Jaguars have already declined his fifth-year option. So Dante Fowler is going to be a free agent after this season. Doesn't look great for Dante Fowler, a guy that was taken with the third pick. I've got another guy here that could be labeled a bust probably sooner rather than later. Now we go back to the 2013 NFL draft to find this next busty type player.
Hey, phrasing!
I don't know, whatever you'd call him. Sure, we know 2013 wasn't a great draft because the Chiefs took offensive tackle Eric Fisher with the number one pick, and then the Jaguars took Luke Jokel at number two, so it wasn't a great draft. But when the St. Louis Rams, yes, they were still St. Louis then, took running back slash wide receiver slash return man Tavon Austin, it just kind of felt like Tavon Austin would be a plug and play guy. He was going to bring some serious explosion to a Rams offense that really, really needed it. In his final year at college, Tavon Austin had nearly 1,300 yards receiving. He had 16 all-purpose touchdowns. The guy was a threat to score every single time he touched the ball. And we know the Rams offense, especially under Jeff Fisher, really needed it. They ranked 23rd in yardage. They were going to give quarterback Sam Bradford some much needed help, but then Austin didn't really do much as a rookie. And then he actually got a little bit worse in his second season. His best season in the NFL was in his fourth year. He had 58 catches for 500 yards. Now, at the time, we thought it was just Jeff Fisher's crappy offensive schemes, but last year under Sean McVay and that new high-powered offense, the Rams offense took off. Tavon Austin actually got worse. He had 13 catches for 47 yards. Following the season, the Rams shipped him off to Dallas for a 6th-round pick. Yeah, Tavon Austin, he's right there at that bust level. I've got another wide receiver here that has just never turned out to be as good as advertised, and that is Sammy Watkins, because he was selected by the Buffalo Bills with the 4th overall pick of the 2014 NFL draft. Because as a junior at Clemson, Sammy Watkins looked like he was a can't-miss prospect. He had speed. He had athleticism. He could go up and grab the ball in traffic. He had nearly 1,500 yards in his final season and 12 touchdowns. And the price to get Sammy Watkins for the Bills was actually kind of steep. The Bills traded 3 picks to move up 4 spots and draft Watkins. That included 2 first-rounders, by the way. But hey, it was all going to be worth it once he sparked the Buffalo offense. It started off pretty good. Sammy Watkins had nearly 1,000 yards in his rookie year. And then he had 60 catches over 1,000 yards in 2015. It was looking like Sammy Watkins had been worth the gamble. But in 2016, he missed half the season with a few different injuries, and the Bills declined his fifth-year option. They traded him to the Rams prior to 2017, and we thought that the Rams would again be a better fit. We know they had a better offense last year. Last year, Sammy Watkins didn't do anything. He had 39 catches. The Rams let him leave as a free agent. He is now actually with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he needs to step up and be a dependable target because they have young quarterback Patrick Mahomes. If Sammy Watkins can't get it done in that situation, if he can't provide Mahomes with a big, strong target in the passing game, Sammy Watkins could be done. And that's crazy to think about because that is a talented guy that has everything except for something. And as a result, he could be labeled a bust very, very soon. Our final possible bust we are going to give to a quarterback. Because, of course, we know that year after year after year, we see quarterbacks in the NFL that get drafted way too high. And then they end up not turning out. And they don't last very long in the league. Well, this guy has lasted a while, but I'm not sure what you'd label him as. He was drafted with the 8th overall pick in 2012. Here's the problem. Here's what hurts. He was drafted ahead of guys like Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins. But if you had him right now, if he was on your team, what would you call Miami Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill? He's at least bust-ish, isn't he? I don't know if he's a bust. He's played. He's in games. He competes. But it's kind of teetering on busty, isn't he?
So we're just done with phrasing, right? That's not a thing anymore.
We know the Miami Dolphins have been looking for a franchise quarterback since Dan Marino. They were hoping. They got that guy when they took Tannehill out of Texas A&M with the 8th pick. But Tannehill has been the epitome of just, I don't know, average. That's kind of all he is. He's now been in the league for 6 seasons. He's thrown for 18,000 yards. That's not bad. But Ryan Tannehill's record as a starter is 37-40. Under 500. And he has led the Dolphins to the postseason. Well, sort of never. In 2016, he did get the Dolphins starting off at an 8-5 record, but then he got hurt. Matt Moore actually took Miami into the postseason. Last year, he missed the entire season with a blown knee. So how much faith do you really have that Ryan Tannehill is going to come back and be, what, the same as he was? That's not great. Better than he was? I don't know if I have that much faith. And I don't know if the Miami Dolphins have that much faith. Do you know how desperate the Dolphins are? They brought in Brock Osweiler to be Tannehill's backup. Now, I don't know what it is. I don't know if he has a lucky charm. I don't know if he just goes to church. I don't know what it is. But Brock Osweiler seems like he always gets on the field. Like the guy in front of him gets hurt and he gets to play. He probably gets on the field again this year. And if he does, that is probably a very bad sign for Ryan Tannehill. He's not quite a bust yet, but it's kind of leaning that way, isn't it? This season, we could see Ryan Tannehill kind of go toward that route of being a bust. And if he does, Miami's back on the market and looking for another quarterback. Every single year we look in the draft and we say, hey, this player, he's going to be the guy. This player, he's going to step in and play right away. And every single year, it's a crapshoot. There is no hard and fast way to decide this is what's going to make a player and this is what's going to make a bust. We don't know. We have 5 guys right here that when they came out, you can go back and you can read the draft grades for these teams. They were all labeled to be a prize. You got a steal. You got a great pick there. He is going to be successful. That is not how it's turned out. Hey, coming back, we do have to get to our sports media overreactions of the week. It's a little bit slow this week. There's not a whole lot going on. But we do still have a few things coming out that don't sound quite right to us.
Question number 91 for the Army.
Ah, so you can't do a pull-up. Welcome to the club, mate. I can do squats for days, but just couldn't crack a pull-up. But no one's a full package when they arrive. So you all muck in. Your mates take you out for some extra training. Got my first pull-up in a week. They're absolute legends.
The Army is recruiting now. To have your questions answered and find where you belong, search Army Jobs.
Just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com. /Daily Dose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. July's Loot Crate theme is now out. It is called Team Up. Need someone to watch your back? Sounds like it's time to team up. Do better with an awesome squad of collectibles and gear, including not one, but two t-shirts in this month's crate. July's Loot Crate theme features items from Ant-Man vs. Wasp, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Adventure Time. But the best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, be sure that you enter Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order, just as a little thank you for listening to the Daily Dose. Okay, now as we do on most Thursdays, we like to take a look around the sports world and see what silly overreactions that the sports media might be jamming down our throat. Because a lot of times they're just trying to get you to click on something. They're just trying to get you to read that paper or watch that segment on that sports show. But a lot of times some of the things that they're saying, they don't always make the most sense.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Like I said, it's a little bit of a slow week this week. We don't have a whole lot going on. I mean, they had to have the NBA awards show this week. You know, it's a slow week. But here are a couple of sports media overreactions that we are getting this week. One of the things being said by one of the major networks out there is that LeBron James already knows what he's going to do in free agency, and he's dropping hints about where he's going. Yeah, he already knows. He's wearing hats. He's got t-shirts. Some of the things he says, he's already kind of letting us know where he's going to go. Here's my problem with that. This isn't an episode of like Sherlock Holmes, where the outcome is already decided. I think LeBron James is one of the most well-thought-out, pre-planned people that I've ever seen. He doesn't do anything without planning it for months and months and months in advance. I don't think he has any idea what he's going to do yet. I mean, we talked about it earlier in the show. He still wants to see, well, where are they going to go? Well, I'm not going to go if they're not going to go. He's always waiting. He always wants to measure everything that he does. As a result, I think it makes him a pretty shrewd businessman. But I think it's kind of weird that people think he already knows where he's going. I don't think he has a clue where he's going. I think he is genuinely waiting. What kind of help am I going to have? What kind of a situation am I going to be there? Can I win? I think those are things that are very, very important to LeBron James. As a result, I don't think he's dropping any hints about where he's going because I simply don't think he has a clue where he's going. I think he's measuring everything. I'll give you that. But if you think that because he wore such and such hat, that means he's going to LA or he wore this shirt, so that means he's going to Cleveland. That stuff's silly. I don't buy any of that. Let's wait and see where LeBron James ends up. Hey, he is saying he wants this process done by the 4th of July. That's coming next week. He has to tell us something by this Friday. We have to at least know if he's going to opt in or opt out of his current deal with the Cavs. That's going to give us a pretty big hint. Now, he can't opt out of his deal and re-sign with Cleveland. The only thing that we'll really know for sure on Friday, if he opts in, then I guess we would know he was staying, but I don't see that happening. I think he'll opt out either way, and then he'll either go somewhere or he'll re-sign a new one-year deal with Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's wait and see where he's going. I don't think he's dropping any hints. The second thing that I've heard in the sports media world this week is that James Harden doesn't think the Houston Rockets need any help to win at all. The nerve of James Harden. I mean, his team took the eventual champions to 7 games, and he thinks he actually has a chance to win it all? What is he thinking about? That's what's being spun. They're like, did you hear? James Harden says the Houston Rockets don't need any help to win it all. Well, yeah, they were like a half away. If they could have held on to game 7, they go, and they might have won the whole thing. I mean, James Harden's team took Golden State to 7 games. That's as close as you can possibly get. What else do you expect James Harden to say? Yeah, we really need LeBron James here. For one, I don't know if LeBron James going to Houston works basketball-wise. I know that Houston has found a way for Chris Paul and James Harden to kind of split the duties, and you have the ball for a while, and I have the ball for a while, and I'll get you the ball, and you get me the ball. I don't know if that works with a third guy that always wants the ball in his hands. So I don't know that LeBron James is a real valid option for the Houston Rockets anyways. But when they sit there and they act like James Harden is crazy for acting like his Rockets did almost beat the champs, they did. They took Golden State to 7 games. Do you have any idea how much LeBron James wishes his team could have pushed Golden State to 7 games? I mean, they almost called that series after 3 games. Harden's not lying. He's not in denial. They did almost beat Golden State. If not for that Chris Paul injury, it might have been a very, very different series. Don't forget that. James Harden isn't making this stuff up, and he's not just crazy. He knows. They were in that series. They just couldn't hold on to it. Hey, tomorrow is Friday, and of course, we will be looking at the latest and greatest in sports news and stories. We will also have our preview of the weekend in sports. I know it's probably going to be a quiet weekend, but I still think there are a few things that you're going to want to tune in for. Plus, as we do on most Fridays, we will have our Daily Dose Top 5. You never know which way that is going to go, but you want to make sure that you tune in for that. Hey, I've got to say thank you all so much for listening to the Daily Dose every day. Thank you so much for the feedback, for the questions, and for the suggestions. Thank you so much for sharing the show with those around you. It is all very appreciated. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
The tension is through the roof. And here it comes, our little magician, the new Hyundai i10 Go Edition, proving that talent has nothing to do with size. Packed with extra kit, including sat-nav with live traffic updates to help you stay on the ball, plus our ever-present 5-year unlimited mileage warranty to keep you match fit. But football fan or not, with Hyundai, you can all make the most of our World Cup i10 Go Edition. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Warranty T's and C's apply.